Well, good morning once again.
Good morning.
I had forgot that had a little tag on the end. We play those to the end because it's required of us with the licensing. So, it has been a long time coming. I like the message of that. It's been a long time coming. We've been planting seeds, right? Are you ready for the harvest?
Yes.
You know, you can plant, but if you're not prepared, if you're not ready, you're going to stunt the growth. So we're ready. We're ready. Woohoo! The question, are you ready for the harvest? It calls us to examine not only external circumstances, but also our inner readiness to receive the abundance that life has to offer. And the soil within must be nurtured and fed to live this life of abundance that we have been seeking. So in unity, we understand that prosperity is what? Is it just material wealth?
No.
No. It's more than material wealth. It encompasses the richness of our relationships, our health, our creativity, and even our spiritual connection. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, taught us that we are created in what? The image and likeness of God, of the divine, of whatever your name for God is. We're in that image and that likeness. So that means we possess the inherent ability to cultivate a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of love, wisdom. What is it you're preparing to harvest today? Yeah, we possess the inherent ability to cultivate that. And all the attributes of God are available to us. Now, who believes that? All right, who believes? When you get a deep sense of that, when you develop a deep knowing of that, you're planting on fertile ground. You're planting on fertile ground. I like this scripture, Luke 12:32. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you what?
The kingdom.
Now, we're not talking about a physical kingdom. It's more than that. It's greater than that. We're talking about that realm where all the ideas that are the source of what we want to manifest, where they reside. Where we can take from that and develop them. Yeah, it is God's good pleasure to give us all that. All that has been prepared for us. So, if we truly want to reap a harvest, we have to prepare our minds and our hearts to receive. You know, sometimes we cross out what we have planted and what we have nurtured. You know that doubt that creeps in your minds? That listening to the outer world? Oh, the things we hear today on the television and on the news media. You have to develop a belief that there is something greater than all that. And guess what? It's in you. But if you never exercise it, and at the training I did yesterday, if you never practice it, if you never try it out, you don't just go into a store and grab a pair of shoes, you try them on, right? If you never practice or try it out, how will you know? You're missing your opportunity. I found a modern day parable that I want to tell you about that kind of gives you an idea of what I'm talking about here today. And in this parable, there was a farmer, let's just call him Samuel. There's no one in here named Samuel, is it? Okay, so I'm not talking about anybody in particular. So, there was a farmer named Samuel, and he owned a patch of land that had been passed down through generation after generation after generation. Well, for years, Samuel tended the fields with love and dedication. But each season, the harvest was modest at best. Samuel was known in the village as a hard-working person, yet if you were around, you'd hear complaint after complaint after complaint about lack in his life, about what he didn't have, about what he hasn't achieved, about how poorly his land is performing. So one day, while tending the crops, an elderly neighbor stopped by and noticed his frustration. And he said, "Samuel, what do you do to prepare your soil for harvest?" So Samuel, confused, he said, "Well, you know what I do. I till the land, I plant my seeds, and I hope for the best." And the neighbor smiled and said, "Have you considered what you are planting in your mind and your heart about your harvest? The harvest you seek begins long before the seeds touch the soil." So inspired by the conversation, Samuel took a moment to reflect. And he realized he had been so focused, and we do that, don't we, of our human selves. We get so focused on the physical. We get so focused on what we want, so focused that we neglect the mental and the spiritual preparation necessary for a bountiful harvest. So he decided to cultivate not just his land, but his mindset, his consciousness. He wanted to make a shift, just as we were talking a few months back, shift happens. He wanted to make a shift in what his land was producing. So he began to practice gratitude. Gratitude is very important when you want to manifest. Give thanks even before it appears, because remember, in the beginning, everything was an idea. So give gratitude for whatever it is you're envisioning to manifest. Right now, right here, for our spiritual community, we're giving gratitude for the prosperity that's already here. Amen. It's already here. So that's the first thing he began to do. He aligned his thoughts with the belief that he was deserving of prosperity. And we are deserving of prosperity, aren't we? We're deserving to be here in St. Charles. We're deserving to let our vibrations go out and feed the community the wisdom, the love, the peace, the joy that needs to be fed in this day and age. Don't you want to lift someone up? Yeah, that's what we do here. We give the fruit to lift you up. And what are the fruits of spirit? Love, joy, peace, wisdom, all of that. That's what we want to harvest. So, Samuel prepared, and his fields began to flourish. And he found that the more he shared what he was harvesting with others, the more generous life became for him. Samuel not only prepared his land, but he also transformed his inner self to be open and receptive and ready for the harvest. That parable teaches us that the key to abundance lies not in all the doing and all the stuff that's outside of us, but it lies in our willingness and to make necessary changes where? In our consciousness. To make necessary changes in our consciousness. What have you done to prepare lately? You know, if things are status quo, then there is a need to make a shift in your thinking. If only to open our hearts and our minds to believe in the endless possibilities that are waiting for us to what? Claim them. Life is full of endless possibilities. How many have you missed by not being prepared to be open and receptive? You know, sometimes an opportunity comes along and we don't step into it because we let fear and doubt take over. But when you know that in you is greatness, in you is the Christ, in you is that which connects you to the universe, you begin to move through any barrier that's trying to keep you from your good. My mentor, a minister that I came up under, Reverend Mae Davis, she used to always tell me, your good has been prepared for you before the very foundation of the world. Trust that thought, and step boldly out into your field of harvest. So, I want you to join me right here, right now, in committing together to cultivate a mindset of abundance, to our vision for this community, to our vision for our individual lives, to our vision for our world. We live in an abundant world, but we're led to believe things are running out, aren't we? But there is an abundance here to harvest if we but change our mindset, change our thinking. So I encourage you this week, take some time to contemplate some of these ideas. Harvesting abundance. Am I ready for the harvest? Am I ready for the harvest? If you have work to do, embrace it. Embrace the preparations that you need to do, that spirit may be whispering in your ear. I don't know about you, but I want to reap all that has been prepared for me. And you know what? My heart is open wide, and things are happening in my life. And no matter what occurs, guess what? I got joy. I got joy that no one can take away. And that joy sustains me and keeps my mind open and creative to all that God has prepared for me. And you can do the same thing too. It's not an exclusive club like Sam's or Walmart's. Anyone can tap in. Anyone can tap into the resources. So do the work. Make the preparations. Clear your mind. Throw this stuff out. Know that whatever happens will happen and you're okay. Whatever happens out here in the world will happen and you're all right. No matter who is in any position, anywhere in the universe, know that you are all right. Embrace your neighbor if you have differences of opinion. Because all is in divine order, which means all is working as it should. Let it play out. But you prepare your foundation. You prepare your mind. You prepare yourself to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, no matter what is going on in the universe. And that's how you'll be ready for the harvest. Love the scripture. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into hearts of us the things that God hath prepared for us. Find yourself some scriptures. Find yourself some affirmations. Read some periodicals that are going to lift you up and let you know all these things of the world is not the truth. The truth is, we're children of the Most High. We're a part of something that's greater than all this that's in the universe. We're spiritual beings first and foremost. And I'm going to say, enjoying this human experience. If you're not enjoying yourself, then you need to pivot around the stories that you're receiving and take another look at them so that you can reap the harvest that's contained within them. Everything is a lesson. All the experiences we go through are lessons. And contained within the lesson is the harvest. Yes. Let's take some time to settle into a sacred space. To settle into this space where we build up our consciousness, where we lift ourselves up to that high frequency so that when we leave out of these doors, no matter what we're confronted with, we know we have the power and the presence within us to overcome. So take a deep breath with me. You know, we love taking that deep breath because that deep breath helps us to release anything that we may be carrying at this moment. A quote from Regina Brett, an American author, as we go into this time of meditation, is to greet every morning with open arms and say, thank you. Thank you every night with a full heart. And each day, know it as a precious gift to be savored and used and not left unopened. So breathe in as we begin this inward journey, as we move from our heads and these words down into our heart. You are a fertile field, ready to receive abundant blessings of the harvest. But first we must prepare ourselves to receive by connecting with that power within, by connecting with our inner spirit, by connecting with the flow of energy that never stops and that's constant and consistent. And as we align ourselves with divine flow, know that we're mindful of our thoughts, we're mindful of our intentions. We're mindful of tending to the inner resources of our minds. Breathing in and breathing out, know that you're entering into your inner chamber, where all is light. And the light is brilliant within, covering you with all you need to experience the abundance of life. And as you settle into your inner chamber, take a moment in the quiet and do as the psalmist bid us to do. Be still and know. Be still and know. In the quiet. We are aligned with good and with the grace of God. We know that God's presence is within us. Powerful, spirit-led intentions guide and shape our lives right here, right now. And we can know that God is our all-sufficient resource, our instant, constant, and abundant supply. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful in this moment that we feel the activity of your movement deep within us, and that our eyes are being opened, and that light within is shining brightly. reaching out and touching all that involves all the experiences in my life. And dear God, for this we give you thanks. We say thank you, God. Thank you for all that is. And we allow the divine flow to continue from this moment on. And we can say loud and clear, I am ready for the harvest. Thank you, God. And we offer this up in the name of the living, loving Christ. And for all these things that are opening up to us right here, right now, we say amen. And it is so, and so it is, and so we're letting it unfold with a clear mind, an open heart, and all the love in the universe filling us. Amen.
Bring in everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through crying. I'm through waiting. I'm through hoping against all hope. I'm through longing for something gone. Never return. I think I finally learned to bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through grieving. I'm through dreaming that the life I had is ever coming back. No more wishing on someone else's star. I think it's time to bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything. And I've survived many times before. Broken hearts and slamming doors. I'll be alright, yes I will, once more. Just as I did back then. It's gonna be it. it's gonna be everything new. I know it's gonna be everything new.